Arena News. I'm Bill Wise. Governor Parson has officially announced a 2020 run for the office he holds. Yesterday's announcement was made in southwest Missouri's Bolivar, the town showcasing his humble beginnings of making ends meet by pumping gas, fixing cars, and later serving as Polk County Sheriff.
I spent 22 years in law enforcement, and that experience taught me to understand how important it was to be a public servant, to be willing to sacrifice for others, and to help people in their most difficult times.
Other candidates running include fellow Republican Jim Neely, a state representative from northwest Missouri's Cameron, and State Auditor Nicole Galloway, a Democrat from mid-Missouri's Columbia. In a press release, Galloway said Parson is out of answers except to deliver for the well-connected insiders who get what they want while Missouri families continue to struggle. Governor Parson and the First Lady have moved out of the governor's mansion in Jefferson City while a major rehab is done to the historic home. With age comes problems to the mansion, built in 1871. Project manager Sherry Kemp hopes the project will eliminate future damage.
You know, as the wallpaper and the plaster and all of those things, if you don't have proper temperature and humidity control, they suffer and you'll see more cracking and more delaminating and more damage to the building.
The $3.8 million project includes improvements to the flooring, structure, heating, cooling, electrical, plumbing, and sewer systems. It's expected to finish in October. And GOP senators are leaving background checks for gun buyers up to the president. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt was on Meet the Press yesterday, and he echoed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
We're not going to vote on bills on the Senate floor that the president's not willing to sign. The president needs to step up here and set some guidelines for what he would do. I'm afraid what's going to happen here is what always happens, is we take this silly, if we don't get everything, we won't do anything, and fail to do the things we could do.
Gun violence in Missouri has become a contentious partisan issue as the Missouri legislature heads into special session this week. While this week's special session at the Missouri Capitol is officially about vehicle sales and taxes, there will be some floor discussion about gun violence. Brian Houseworth has more.
The Missouri Senate will gavel in today at noon in Jefferson City for the special session. The Legislative Black Caucus was unsuccessful in their efforts to get GOP Governor Mike Parson to add the gun issue to the special session agenda. The Black Caucus and Democrats in both chambers will have an opportunity on the floor to discuss the issue. St. Louis State Senator Jamila Nasheed notes 13 children have been killed in St. Louis City shootings in 2019. And Kansas City State Representative Ashley Bland Manlove tells Missouri Net that gun violence is, quote, ravaging the streets, end of quote, in Kansas City and St. Louis. Brian Houseworth, Missouri Net.
And nobody matched all of the numbers in Saturday night's Powerball drawing. Wednesday night's drawing is now worth an estimated $50 million. That's a $35.6 million one-time cash payout. You're listening to the latest news on Missouri Net.